Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell?
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
We
The views and opinions on That's What's Up are solely Big Mouth, and I'm broke, so it is for entertainment purposes only, y'all, and that is what's up. Hey, y'all, it's your girl Big Mouth. Hi, it's your girl Big Mouth. Things have changed since the last time we talked. I'm so glad to be back. I don't know, man. It's just been a lot of things, a lot of changes. J2 is no longer with us, I have to say, and I'm wishing him the best in any endeavors that he happens to get into, you know. You know, it's just weird, y'all, just sitting and talking to myself, and I know I'm talking to y'all, and I'm supposed to be getting my inner child, or my, what is it, your inner self being played by, not played, but playing by yourself. So it's just weird for me, everybody. So I'm glad to have everybody here. And I got to give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio, because if it wasn't for y'all, I would not have a platform. And there's too many countries now for me to name that listen to this show. But I thank y'all very, very, very much for tuning in. And shout out to the big grand poobah himself, Marcel Odom, and my girl, Cappuccino. Girl, you know me, what that. Without you, I don't know what I would do right now. And I thank you so much. And 2G's, you know what's up. You know what's up, Noop Noop. You know what's up, Noop Noop. So let's get down to the meat and potatoes. What's been going on in my life lately? Well, y'all know I had to do my tests and stuff this week, and boy, did I feel violated. I went in there the other day and had this test, and it's the last of the tests that I have to take to qualify to get on my kidney transplant list. So say a prayer, cross your fingers, light a candle, something, because I no longer want to keep going to dialysis. Y'all, I'm tired of this. I'm tired. But, yeah, you know. Oh, let me think. What else can I tell you about real quick? Who knows? I got to think of something else. And on that note, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to get myself together and polish up my act. And I'll be right back. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Oh, boy, this is something, something, something.
Okay. you how I felt that day, but I can't.
Y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickie's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and I just had to get the jitters out. You know, I've been doing this for a while, but being alone and doing this is a whole nother bag of beans. Y'all know what? I heard something today about Kevin Gates eating cookie of a tranny. Now, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against trannies because I'm an old hag. You know, I'm not going to explain all that, but I'm an old hag. And I ain't got nothing against eating the cookie, but he was in the middle of eating the cookie and go ask if the tranny was a tranny. And the tranny said, yeah. And he kept eating the cookie. Now, let me tell y'all this. How you can tell if somebody is a tranny or not, if the cookie is up high and not low, like, you know, we're used to seeing women having cookies low. How low can you go? How low can you go? Anyway, if the cookie is up too high, that lets you know right there that that's a tranny. He knew that was a tranny when he was eating that cookie, but it must have been good. So he was munching away. Munch. You know I'm stupid. And I learned about the brat and Big Booty Judy. is having a baby boy. I'm so excited about that. They did a reveal, I think it was maybe this weekend or so, and it's going to be a boy. Also, the Brat and Big Booty Judy is supposed to be in Dallas this week, so maybe my friends can stop by and take pictures, and I would say do interviews, but pictures, get some giveaways, all that good stuff. But that's about it with that stuff. And what the hell? What the hell is going on, y'all? You know, Trump is stirring up the pot. He really is. It's like he wants to be arrested and do the perp walk in front of the camera. But, you know, I feel about that one. Yes, Lord, he's a donkey. He's a donkey. Not only is he an orange, he's an orange donkey. He's just stirring up the pot. And he had people running around last week thinking they was going to arrest him, but he didn't get arrested. But now he's out there in Waco, Texas, with the convict choir. What is up with this man? Can we please get rid of him, y'all? What is going on? He is a nut. Can't you understand that? He ain't right. He is not right. And I saw something where they were saying that he wears, allegedly, Depends. And he boo-boos on himself like he runny boobie. I know that's TMI, but yes, and he's been doing this for a long time, and he does a mixture of, I guess, the snow and McDonald's, and that don't mix together. McDonald's and nothing don't mix together. So, you know, he likes to do the runs, and he does it like when he's in conversations, like he'll let it loose. And people can hear it and smell it. Can y'all imagine smelling it and seeing this man letting loose in front of you? You know, I shouldn't say that, but that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but that is the grossest thing. But, yeah, y'all, this man is nuts. And it would be nice if people would just come to their senses, but it's not going to happen anytime soon with him. And what the heck is going on with this shooting? I want to give my condolences to the families in Tennessee that lost people, the three children, the custodian, the I think it was the head of the school and one of the teachers. And the young lady who did the shooting apparently used to be a student at the school. And she bought those guns legally. Like, she bought them legally. And it's just a shame that things are getting to the way that they're getting. Kids can't even be kids anymore and enjoy themselves safely at school without somebody shooting up schools and kids. Why don't they shoot themselves? I mean, for real, if you're going to shoot something, shoot yourself, you know? But it's a sad thing right now in the world, and I don't know what to say. It really hurt me to my heart when I woke up the other morning and I saw that this young lady had shot up this school. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. And on that note, you know, once again, let me take a quick break, y'all, and get myself together, because that just hurts my heart every time I think about it, that people are just going crazy, really. So On that note, I'll be right back. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
By Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal is to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. My heart. a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Oh, I'm trying to get these jitters out, and that last segment just kind of really saddened me, thinking about the shootings and how the world is, or not the world, but just how some people are looking past all the, not the negativity, but the hatred that's going on. And, you know, it really does sadden me. But on a brighter note, what the hell is going on with Kim Kardashian? She's not going to the Met Ball, apparently. She didn't get invited to it. And she's trying to pull all her punches to try to see if she can get in. She's boring. They are boring, y'all. Who cares about the Kardashians anymore? I mean, who cares? They don't have any kind of influence, and if it wasn't for Kanye, they really wouldn't have much at all. They apparently, allegedly, stole money from Brandy back in the day. Y'all remember hearing about that a long time ago? That when she used to work for Brandy, and Brandy had given her credit card, you know, to take care of some stuff whenever she had to. And do you know what this mofo did? She used it to buy clothing, stock up the store that her sisters and them, I guess, were opening up. I forgot what the name of that doggone store is. But, yeah, they don't want her at the Met Gala this year. And the crazy thing about that, Kanye and his current wife, Bianca, got the invite because he and Anna Wintour, I think that's her name, are friends, and she would want Kanye and her, his wife there, but they've refused the invitation so that to keep his wife out of the spotlight and people comparing her to Kim, that she's a Kim lookalike. And, you know, just all that stuff. She may look like him, and yes, Kanye has a type, but she ain't nothing like Kim Kardashian. She got her own thing going on. I believe she's got, like, a master's degree, and she got her own thing going on. She don't need Kim. She don't need Kanye to push her to the forefront of things, but Kim, on the other hand, yeah, she needs him, and she ain't going, and that's what's up. And the mama and all them mobs, it's just, they crazy. That's a whole nutty buddy bunch. But, you know, I don't know. You know how I feel about them? Yep, them is some cray-crays because they're not billionaires like people tend to believe they are. Kylie's not getting all that money anymore from that beauty line. What's her name? What's the other one? The other sister that messes with Tristan. Tristan keeps messing around and having babies by other women. And he just bought a house, I think, up the street from them. And she's upset about that. That whole clan is over. We are tired of you flashing all your wealth in front of people. We don't care about that anymore. Times are hard for everybody. And that's the last thing somebody wants to see is you living high on the hog and parading it in front of everybody. So, I don't know, y'all. Woo-hoo. On that note, once again, bear with me, y'all. This is the first show by myself. I got the jitters, and I have to admit, being sick has, I've had three strokes. And so my ability to talk and walk, I had to learn that all over again. So I'm kind of nervous, not being able to banter up against somebody. And there are times that, you know, my speech may be a little slower. It might not be clear. So just bear with me. We're going to get this. I got this. You got this. You can do it. As Ms. Cappuccinos would say, you can do this all night long. It's going to be a all night long. Y'all know I'm stupid. And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for me to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Okay? And that's what's up.
Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. Oh, they what they used to be. No, no, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sin? Can't you stand?
Good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com, Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Speaking of Triple D, Triple D is currently going through some things with the city of Dallas, with SMU. And, you know, they're a small minority business, and I think I've discussed this before. The city of Dallas is trying to, let me put it this way. Triple D owns the patent of Triple D. I should know. I patented it 10 years ago. And the city of Dallas didn't even have enough sense to patent that Triple D sign that they had around town that the city had. So they gave SMU the okay to use that Triple D sign to put their logo, the Mustang logo, over Triple D. Well, they can't do that. We own it. And they're just trying to, you know, hard-nose them. And so, to say the least, all we would like for SMU to do, we're not asking for money from them. All we would like for them to do is take that money from the proceeds that they get and create a minority scholarship, because SMU is a little lily. That's the best way for me to say it. They're a little lily, and they don't really have a great presence of black and brown individuals over there. And that's what we would like for them to do, but yeah. Shout out to the Vato, to Triple D, and for those of you that are wearing fake Fugazi Triple D stuff, if we catch you in it, we're going to call you out about it. But that's what's up, and I just had to put that out there about Triple D in Dallas. You know, I'm in Illinois. I'm in Chicago, so, but Dallas is my second, third home behind D.C., and I love everyone over there, and I'm just so thankful. But, y'all, it's a trip how they're doing Triple D and trying to hard-nose them. It's just wild. They are a small minority business that had enough sense to patent this stuff years ago, and trust. Your girl Big Mouth's name is all over it, because they had a meeting and they kept asking, well, who was this Big Mouth? Who is Big Mouth? And Vato was like, Big Mouth? And yeah, my name is all over that paperwork. And we've had that now for 10 years. So big up to Triple D. And y'all, I know one thing, I'm having a hot flash right now in my little studio, and if y'all saw my studio, you would be floored. And I am burning up right now, and on that note, I think I need to take a commercial or go to some music and drink some water and take some of these clothes off, because I'm hot, y'all. I am hot. Hot. It's so hot. I'm burning up. It's so hot, hot. I'm burning up. Yeah, it's that. So I'll be right back, y'all. I got to get some water. I am burning up. Ooh, these hot flashes ain't nice. Ain't nothing nice. Be right back, y'all.
Hold me down through the night, we can make it out alive. I know the road seems scary, and I see the visions getting blurry, but please don't.
could get crazy. So please don't switch up on me. If you ride it, we'll be riding till we crash out. I need your loyalty, cause I see love done ran out. If we get blocked on the road, let's find a different route. I'm too deep into this shit, I cannot walk out. And you know I'll do the same for you. You know I will put my life on the line for you. I did some for you. I did some shit I can't say for you. When you needed fixing, I bought you some screws. When you was at your lowest, tell me who was there for you. My back's against the wall, that's what I need you to do. Hold me down through the night. We can make it out alive. I know the road seems scary, and I see your vision's getting blurry. But please don't give up on me. Please don't give up on me. Only be here on my knees. Please don't give up on me.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and I'm still having a hot flash, but I'm good. I am good. I just want to thank y'all so much, and I really don't want y'all to give up on me because I'm not going anywhere. It's just a reorganization that I'm going through right now, and bear with me, you know. Being by myself and talking to everybody is something I should do normally. And I do. I do. But like I said, after suffering 3 strokes, I got to learn how to do that all over again. But I just want to thank y'all so very much. I made it through this show. I can't believe it. You can do it. All night long. Thank you so much. And like the farmer said to the potato, which I'm about to go in there and fix my food. Y'all know I'm a foodie. I'm about to eat something. And boy, oh boy, 2 things y'all should have never, ever, 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 ever told me about is an air fryer and the electric cart at the grocery store. I zoom around in those mofos like I am a bat out of hell, and I cook everything now in the air fryer. But that's here nor there. So I just want to tell y'all, thank you so much. Bear with me. It'll be greater later. And like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now and dig you later.
Good night, sweetheart. Rest time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well,